The voice of Sinead O'Connor, of course, doing House of the Rising Sun. It's from another one of those CD singles with an extra track, and you'll find that on there. House of the Rising Sun, preceded by Spanish is the Loving Tongue, traditional old number, Bob Dylan, all sorts of people have done it. The Black Eyed Susans from Australia give it to us from an album called Welcome Stranger. They were a band that evolved from a really good band called the Triffids at one time. The Young Dubliners with Foggy Dew, from their album Breathe. The Young Dubliners are, of course, from California. Yeah, they have really no right to call themselves that. They sing the herd, I like that, but they're from California. Christine Collister, who a mighty fine sort of torch folk singer, best known for her work with Clive Gregson, currently with the Richard Thompson Band. Christine Collister live, and a Lieber Stoller song called I Keep Forgetting, and we started off with Madam X, and I don't know who she is either, doing the song Funnel of Love on a single, final single on the Estrus label. About time for us now to say so long to Maritimes and Newfoundland, Atlantic Canada. For the rest of Canada, we'll be here for another hour plus, but to you folks down east, thank you for listening to Nightlines on the CBC Stereo Network. It's been a covers weekend. I hope you've enjoyed it. Jeff Henschel's our technical operator. I'm David Wisdom. With any luck, we'll be here next Friday to entertain you with more great music of all sorts. So do check us out next Friday night. We'll try to be here for you. We will be here for you. Let's put it that way. Okay, now for everybody, here's a bit of music from an album called Wavelength Infinity. We're going to hear two songs from it. It's a double CD set, a tribute to the great Sun Ra, the jazz musician Sun Ra. And we'll hear a piece, first of all, by Sun Ra called Fate in a Pleasant Mood by NRBQ. We'll be right back.
Thank you. This old man, he played one. He played knick-knack on my thumb with a knick-knack buddy. Why give your dog a bone? This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played two. He played knick-knack on my shoe with a knick-knack buddy. Why give your dog a bone? This old man, he played three. He played knick-knack on my knee with a knick-knack paddywhack. This old man. This old man, he played four. He played knick-knack on my door with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give your dog a bone. This old man came rolling.
Their tiny lanterns gay. Thank you. that what she came for.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. 'Cause you know, sometimes words have two meanings.
In a tree,
by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiving.
The feeling I get when I walk to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving.
Oh, breaking this down. Won't be so fine, it's my turn to cry. Do what you want, I won't take the brunt. It's fading away, can't feel you anymore. Don't care what you say, cause I'm gonna wait to stay.
Thank you.
Led Zepp raking in the royalties once again because of Nightlines, and I don't feel any guilt at all. The Hampton String Quartet there from their Sympathy for the Devil album, and you can bet that they do that one as well, with the Zepp's Black Dog, and before that, Sandy Shaw, wonderful singer who didn't wear shoes. Your Time is Going to Come, Led Zepp, and we also heard another version of Stairway to Heaven. This is from an album put out from this Australian television program, The Money or the Gun, in which they solicited a number of versions. They got about 2,000 demo tapes of different versions of Stairway to Heaven and play them, have people playing them on their television program in Australia. And the most famous one is, of course, the Rolf Harris version, which is very funny. But tonight we heard Sandra Hahn and Michael Turkic, who sing in the style of any Andrew Lloyd Webber musical you might care to mention. And their treatment, mighty fine, too. Very very big treatment, pompous big version of Stairway. We leave Led Zeppelin behind. We heard William Tell Overture by Rossini and the Lone Ranger, as done by those nimble-tongued swingle singers from a few years ago. Spike Jones, good old Spike Jones. What, you can't feel bad when Spike Jones is on the box. Spike Jones with the Glowworm, the old harmony tune there. A barbershop favorite, Glow Little Glowworm by Spike Jones. We heard Martin Denny, the Crown Prince, can we call him that? Yes, of Exotica. We'll give Les Baxter the King of Exotica. Martin Denny's the Prince. And a tune called The Girlfriend of the Whirling Dervish that I seem to remember Eddie Cantor was the one who sang it in a movie first, and it's since become a bit of a novelty tune. Girlfriend of the Whirling Dervish and Tori Amos. Is this woman... Well, she's different. She does... The odd thing, very odd. On a CD single, one of the first song is something from her new album, which is funny enough anyway, but she does a number of covers, really odd ones, like a Chaz and Dave tune. Chaz and Dave are these two Cockney pub singers, and she found a really very, very, very English tune and sang it word for word. It's just like she's going way out of her way to find odd things to cover. And so she does This Old Man, which I'll send out to my son Nick, who knows every verse. There aren't that many, but he does. Tori Amos singing This Old Man, He Played One. And we started off the set. Boy, it was a long one and full of infinite variety, which makes up the world of music. Two Sun Ra pieces, the great, late great Sun Ra. Free jazz man. We heard two things from this album called Wavelength Infinity, put out by a San Francisco label called Rasta Scan Records. It's a double CD set, and there's some very choice pieces on here by Thurston Moore and Eugene Chadbourne, Elliot Sharp, Cocktails, the Billy Tipton Memorial Sax Quartet Residence, and are on here as well. But we heard a piece, the second piece was called Planet Earth. It was by the Thornhill Chabot Montclair Tri-School Artistra. And I guess, you know, kids, well, from schools, playing as Sun Ra. Perfect. We heard NRBQ, the venerable band NRBQ. I don't know what to call them, whether to call them a bar band, the finest bar band in the world. I don't know, but they play an awful lot, and they play in all sorts of different settings, and they have a wide range of musical delights when they do play. NRBQ love Sun Ra and always incorporate a bit of him in their live shows. And we heard Fate in a Pleasant Mood, done by NRBQ. What a beautiful title of a song. It's on this Wavelength Infinity thing. A few more covers. Really, let's not call them covers. They're standards to end the night with. We heard some Mancini earlier. Here's a bit more. Fred Carlin and the Jazz Goes to Hollywood Orchestra with the music from Charade. Thank you.
is a sad song. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lo. A song of love is a song of woe. Don't ask me how I know. A song of love is a sad song.
Again, I love. Thank you.
Alan Feinberg at the piano, Duke Ellington's Solitude. Jimmy Smith at the organ before that, What Kind of Fool Am I? And Norma Winstone was the singer who gave us High Lily, High Low from a few years ago on an ECM record. Fred Carlin from an album Jazz Goes to Hollywood with Mancini's Charade. And that'll do it for this weekend of covers on Nightlines. I thank you for your kind attention and invite you to stay tuned for The Weekender, which comes to you from Halifax. Nightlines was produced in our Vancouver studios and broadcast on the CBC Stereo Network. Technical operations by Jeff Henschel, and Jeff and I'll be back next Friday with another remarkably good weekend of music, quality, and distinction. Please join us then. In the meantime, have a great week. I'm David Wisdom. So long.
This is CBC Stereo
89.9. CBC News. I'm Bob McGregor. A top Israeli security official says Israel has information pointing to the possibility of more suicide attacks by Islamic militants. Police Chief Asaf Hefetz claims he has details that point to an attack similar to the suicide bombing that killed 15 in Jerusalem last week. Authorities have deployed more police in main cities and along the boundary between Israel and the West Bank. They're trying to prevent militants from entering the Jewish state. Troops arrested 37 Palestinians overnight in the West Bank. Cambodian strongman Hun Sen and an Association of Southeast Asian Nations mediation team have agreed on the need to end conflict and hold elections. No role was decided for Prince Norodom Renarit. Hun Sen ousted his senior co-premier and coalition partner, Prince Norodom, on July 6th after 2 days of battles. Some 1,300 people, led by hundreds of Buddhist monks and nuns, held a Sunday march through central Phnom Penh. They urged Cambodia's political leaders to resolve problems without resorting to violence. The Vancouver-Richmond Health Board has ordered restaurants to stop serving raw shellfish. On average, there are only a few reports of infections linked to raw seafood, but there have been more than 20 reports in the last few weeks. The shellfish could originate anywhere. Dr. Patty Daly of the Health Board explains.
We've made the link with raw shellfish, particularly oysters, but we have not been able to determine where the oysters have originated from. We suspect that they may be contaminated actually in the water rather than further along in their processing.
Dr. Daly says restaurants outside B.C. would be well advised to be cautious.
The advisory was just for B.C., but it's true that many of the distributors and suppliers here in British Columbia report that they supply other provinces. We haven't heard about cases in other provinces, although interestingly, in mid-July, there was a similar warning in Washington State.
Dr. Patty Daly of the Vancouver-Richmond Health Board. Manitoba Premier Gary Filmon plans to lead the charge for a national highways program at the Premier's conference in New Brunswick next week. Filmon says it's a tragedy there's no federal commitment to national highways. For years, the provinces have pointed out that Ottawa collects far more in gasoline taxes from them than it spends on highways. Author William S. Burroughs has died. He was often considered the godfather of the so-called Beat Generation. His experimental novel, Naked Lunch, unleashed an underground world that defied narration. Burroughs was an important influence on other Beat writers such as Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac. As fledgling authors, they met Burroughs in New York in the 1940s. William S. Burroughs died following a heart attack Saturday in Lawrence, Kansas. He was 83. The Nigerian singer Fela Anikolapo Kuti has died in Lagos at the age of 58. Fela Kuti recorded more than 30 albums of his distinctive brand of Afrobeat music. He was also well known for his flamboyant opposition to government regimes in his native Nigeria. Dan Isaacs remembers Fela Kuti.
Run, run, run. Everybody scatter, scatter. Some people lost some bread. Someone nearly died.
Whether on stage singing his distinctive brand of Afrobeat rhythm or in his provocative actions off stage, Fela Anikolapo Kuti flouted the laws of Nigerian governments for more than two decades. He goaded them to react to his provocative songs, which challenged what he saw as a succession of corrupt and incompetent regimes that ruled Nigeria through the 1970s and 80s. And for his pains, Fela was arrested and imprisoned numerous times on drugs and tax evasion charges, spending many years in jail. In his enormously popular Lagos club known as The Shrine, he would openly smoke cannabis on stage and to a backing of drums and dancing girls would mesmerize audiences with virtuoso tenor saxophone performances.
That report by the BBC's Dan Isaacs. I'm Bob McGregor. This is CBC Radio News.